with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. House Republicans think we ought to be required to show proof of U.S. citizenship in order to vote in federal elections. Their legislation requiring ID is being opposed by House Democrats. A Parkinson's disease expert has paid a visit to the White House on numerous occasions over the past year. It's raising more questions about President Biden's fitness for office. The White House press secretary says a neurologist has examined Mr. Biden several times as part of his annual physicals, and no issues were found. Meanwhile, House Republicans want to talk with the president's personal physician.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, Kentucky, sent a letter to White House physician Kevin O'Connor requesting that he appear behind closed doors for a transcribed interview with committee counsel. Comer is giving O'Connor until July 14th to contact committee staff to schedule the interview. Comer is the first House Republican to open an investigation in the wake of President Biden's debate performance and has sparked growing concerns among Democrats, including calls from a handful of House lawmakers for him to step out of the presidential race.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. Also at SRNNews.com, no relief yet from a heat wave that's baking the South and the West.
It's gotten as high as 128 degrees Fahrenheit recently in California's Death Valley National Park. But the tourists come anyway, like Drew Belt of Tupelo, Mississippi.
Usually a breeze is cool. This is not a cool breeze whatsoever.
Officials say one visitor to the park died Saturday from heat exposure, and another person was hospitalized. But you don't have to visit the desert to be exposed to the extreme heat. In Multnomah County, Oregon, Dr. Richard Bruno of the County Health Department says they're investigating at least four deaths that are suspected to have been caused by the heat. I'm Donna Water.
Tropical Depression Beryl dropping a lot of rain this morning on Arkansas. Wall Street Dow features up 19. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Berlin take on Muslim terrorists.
The city has banned the red inverted triangle, which is a symbol used by Hamas and its supporters to mark its targets in both the digital realm and in graffiti. For example, Berlin Mayor Kai Wegner has been targeted for breaking up Palestinian protests. The words "Kai will pay" were painted on the city's free university under a red triangle. Federal lawmakers are considering a national ban in Germany as anti-Semitism surges. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Kansas Supreme Court has reaffirmed its stance that the state constitution protects abortion. The court has struck down a ban on a common second trimester procedure and state laws regulating abortion clinics. The Kansas court declared access to abortion a fundamental right back in 2019. Voters also rejected a proposed amendment to the state constitution that would have explicitly reversed the court's ruling in the case. This is SRN News. Another incident involving a Boeing plane.
Authorities say a United Airlines Boeing jet lost a main landing gear wheel while taking off from Los Angeles. The jet later landed safely in Denver. The airline says there were no reported injuries on the ground or on board Flight 1001. The wheel was recovered in Los Angeles. The Boeing 757-200 was carrying 174 passengers and seven crew members. And it's the second time a United Boeing jet has lost a tire in the past few months. In March, a United Boeing B777-200 jet lost a tire mid-air after takeoff from San Francisco. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A lot of Americans flew to their holiday destinations last week. Record 3 million people passing through airport screening checkpoints on Sunday. That beats the previous record of 2.99 million travelers. More details, SRNNews.com.